failure in life is a result of words, and every success is a result of words. And it is your duty, rather your responsibility, to either follow or not to follow. Words are released. It is the responsibility of the hearer to do or to live. And at most of the times when the word is released, we normally come to blame the word releaser or the messenger. You spoke a word, it did not come to pass. What happened? Remember, words are subject to change by the response of the hearer. Somebody did not get that, I know. Words are subject to change by the response of the what? If I say you are dumb, it is the subject, it is the responsibility of the hearer to counteract that word. Because I am not dumb. He has already canceled that word with another word. But if he keeps quiet, dumbness is starting to enter. You see, now I want you to understand this. When you plant something in the field, I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. When you plant something in the field, if you are going to plant crops, if you are going to plant spinach, if you are going to plant your lawn or whatever that you are going to do, there are alien plants that you did not plant which are growing in the field. Am I talking to somebody? The plants which are growing in the field are not something that you planted. These are alien plants which entered your own field without you planting it. Now understand that each and every single day of your life, there are alien words which you did not speak to your system, which you did not speak to yourself, which are growing each and every single day. And if you don't deal with the alien words, you will live up to be alienated. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody in this place. We have a lot of people that were supposed to be successful, but because some grandmother said you'll not make it, some grandfather said you'll not make it, some auntie said you'll not make it, today you are not making it because you kept quiet when they were speaking words. Whether they spread them in the shrine, whether they spread them in the house of a sangoma, whether they spread them at night on a full moon, whether they spread them during the day when the heat of the sun was straight on the sky, it does not matter how they spoke those words, but the fact that you spoke nothing, it makes those words, alien words, which you do not plan to grow in your body or in your destiny. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, yes, Papa.
In other words, there is a lot of alien plants that have grown in our field without you planting it. And remember, the alien plant does not need your permission to grow. Somebody does not need your permission to curse you. It is not like a blessing.
Yes.
A blessing, you have to receive your own permission to receive it. But a curse, you receive it even without anyone's permission. That is an alien word in your destiny. That if you are going to live, it is going to grow. You are meant to be blessed, but you are going to see curses. You are meant to survive, but you are going to die. You are meant to live, but I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Because there are some alien words which you have allowed in your field without using the spade and the shovel to get rid of the alien plants. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody.
You are talking to me, Daddy.
When the rain rains, it rains on both the righteous and the wicked.
Yes.
This is why when the rain rains, it grows the crops that you planted and also grows the alien plants that you did not plant. Remember this, when the season of growth comes into your life, there are good things that grow and there are bad things that grow, because growth is irrespective of the good or the bad. Right now the rain has fallen. Those that have planted crops or maize, the maize is growing. But if you go to where they've planted the crops, there are also alien plants that grew because of the rain. And if somebody is a farmer and is going to just leave the crops like that, they are going to intervene. The alien plants are going to intervene and choke the crops. Now here's something about an alien plant or an intruder plant. An intruder plant gets more water than the crop that you have planted. If the crops you planted require 60% of the water, the alien plant will require 80%, meaning that it will steal the water that belongs to the crop. I don't know if somebody's not getting this. There are alien words in your destiny that are feeding on your blessing. And you are wondering, why is it that I have been proclaimed blessed, but I'm seeing curses? There is an alien word in your destiny that is busy growing, which you did not plant. And if you are not going to take a stand to remove it, it will continually grow until the crops you have planted die.